Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episodes we are doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Val Demings, who is a former Orlando police chief and now representative for Florida's 10th Congressional District. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this, along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. TheDailyBeast.com.
Val, talk to me about Florida. You're in Florida right now, right?
I am.
So you guys passed the HEROES Act. Can you talk to me about passing the HEROES Act and what's happening with the Senate?
Well, we passed the original HEROES Act 3 months ago, and absolutely nothing happened in the Senate. And as you well know, COVID-19 is unfortunately not getting better in terms of people contracting it throughout the country. And so the Senate refused to move. Our leadership has been back and forth with the Senate leaders and the White House trying to come up with a compromise. Didn't happen on the original HEROES Act. And so we went back, took a look at our bill, made some significant compromises, if you will, and passed it in the House of Representatives. And you know, Molly, some things have changed since we passed the second HEROES Act. And I do believe that there may be, I'm hoping, that there is a little bit more interest, if you will, in the Senate and the White House coming up with something to help the American people because they desperately need it.
Mitch McConnell seems to have no interest in taking up any legislation from the House ever. Is there, except, of course, he's very excited about the Supreme Court seat. Is there anything Democrats can do to force his hand?
Well, I am hoping that the pressure, the majority of the pressure on from the American people. As you know, millions of people are out of work. We have about 7.2 million who have contracted the virus. About 210,000 have died. And President and the First Lady, in my heart and thoughts and prayers go out to them, but have contracted the virus as well as several staffers. It seems like that number continues to grow. This is not a moment for partisan politics. And we expect our leaders, Mitch McConnell, to lead the way there. His number one responsibility is the health, safety, and well-being of the American people. And so I am hoping that he will feel the heat, if you will, from the American people. Let's pass something that can help them during this difficult time.
Our listeners are pretty galvanized, and we have a fair amount of them. What should they do?
Pick up the phone and call, send emails, call your senator, starting in each state. You know, many times we see Republican and Democrats are only reach out to their particular people that are in their party. Let's don't do that. We don't should not give people a pass. If you're in a state where you're represented by a Republican senator, get on the phone and call him or her and say, look, the American people are suffering and you need to do something about it. Pass this legislation. This is a everybody accountable moment. And so those phone calls, those emails, making your voices heard, I think are so very critical during this critical time for our country.
Doesn't it strike you as odd?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.